In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We hear today part of the Sermon on the Mountain, and we hear the Lord telling us a teaching that no one ever, ever was able to say it. No one ever heard these statements from any prophet or a teacher. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. And this teaching cannot be understood on the level of the good moralities. Even whatever this community might be civilized, how much this culture has attained in terms of dealing with each other in a way which is good, no one will ever be able to understand how a man can love his enemy. This teaching is related to the spiritual people. We cannot understand it with the common sense, how a man can love his enemy. First of all, the children of God, they do not have enemy. The only enemy that they know is the devil, because he is the one who tries to kill and murder us. But all other people who might persecute us or put us under some tension, we do not consider them as enemies, even if they think of us being enemies to them. Unfortunately, in our current age, sometimes people are considering themselves, they are living with the enemy. Somebody might consider him that my enemy is my wife, or my enemy is my husband. And this is a very bad feeling, that we feel like I'm not living with a friend, or living with a partner, or a helpmate, but I live with the enemy. And sometimes we stumble into the teaching of the Lord when he says, whoever to him who strike you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And we say, how can we do something like this? How can I love my enemy, or I accept insults, or I would offer the other cheek when somebody strikes me? Let us first try to do things step by step. Maybe this is for the perfect people who will be able to accept maybe these kinds of, like, maybe humiliation, and they will let go because they feel inside them that they are no one. Even if somebody strikes them or insult them, they don't have something to defend inside themselves. How can we start to practice this? How can we love our enemies? First of all, we have to understand that loving your enemy is not something related to the emotion. It's not something that I turn a button in my heart and suddenly I am in love with those people who persecute me. Or maybe because today I heard this sermon, then I will go and I vow to God, whenever I will leave the church, I will start to love those people that they are causing me trouble. Loving, in our understanding, is something to be done. It's an action, it's a life, it's a deeds. It's not on the level of the emotions. How can we start trying to love our enemies? Let us talk into few steps that we all can do. First of all, do not seek revenge. It is not Christian if you try to hurt this person back. If my wife will curse me, I will curse her back. If my husband will say something to me, I will say something back to him. My brethren, this is not Christian. We hear St. Paul saying, repay no one evil for evil. So the first step, I have to work into trying to control my reactions. I am not going to seek revenge by any way or mean. Sometimes we obey the commandment in a malicious way. I'm saying that I'm not going to repay evil directly, but indirectly, in a hidden way, I will try to repay this evil by maybe hurting the reputation of this person, maybe about speaking about him evil behind his back. I will try one way or another to pay him back what he has done to me. This is a kind of revenge, and seeking revenge is not a typical Christian behavior or attitude. So first of all, do not seek revenge. It is the one who can reward everyone, who can avenge those people who persecute us. Fighting back is not Christian. Number two, do not rejoice in the fall of your enemy. Do not wish him something bad. Heed King Solomon saying to us in the book of Proverbs, do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles. Sometimes we feel the liberty that I will stand, I say, and I wish somebody something bad. Deeply inside my heart, I wish that something bad will happen to this person, and whenever it will happen, I will rejoice. I will feel like, yes, this is exactly what should have been done to this person in reward of his bad deeds. These kind of emotions or feelings are not also godly, are not Christian. Wishing somebody to die or to disappear or not to be around, that I will feel much better if this person got hurt, is also something which does not reconcile with the commandment to love your enemy. Deeply inside your heart, even if these thoughts come to you, try to oppose them. Try to fight them away. Try not to surrender to them and meditate on these vivid dreams that you see your enemy is falling and things are turning upside down upon his head, and then you feel like inside you feel good. Sometimes people do not try to revenge like in a way which is seen, but deeply inside them they would so much wish that something bad is going to happen to their enemy. How also can we love our enemies beside that we do not seek revenge and do not rejoice in his falls? We pray for those people who hurts us. Heed the Lord says, bless those who curse you and pray for those who spitefully use you. Maybe I can use the liturgy as a way and as a tool to remember those people who hurt me. Yes, I don't feel like doing this, and I feel like I do this not with my heart, but it is still acceptable, and it's a very good tool that by which God will change my heart. Try to mention the name of this particular person who is causing you the most hurt in every liturgy you attend, in every time you stand in prayer. Yeah, this is not easy, but who said that the narrow gate and the difficult road was ever promised to be easy? Yes, this is against the inclination of the flesh, but who said that we are living to satisfy the flesh? This person that is causing me that most of the troubles in my heart will be the subject of my prayers in every time I stand before God. I will mention him or I mention her by name, and God, who can change the people, can do something to his heart and change him towards me as well. Number four, if you know that this person who is causing you the trouble is in need, serve him. If you hear that he has a need of anything, try to be the first one who is going to offer him the help. Heed King Solomon says to us, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Whom these commandments are given? If we, the children of God, who received the justification in baptism, will deny it and will say, no, we cannot do it, it's not to me, then who is going to do it? If the people whom the Spirit of God came upon and it changed them to become the temple of God will say that these commandments are difficult, we are not going to try, then who are going to do it? If your enemy is hungry, you should serve him. You should give him bread. If he is thirsty, give him water. If you know that this person that is causing you the most trouble is in the hospital, be the first one to go and visit him and see what he might be in need and try to satisfy and serve this person. Yes, you might think of yourself that I do not do this, Abuna, from my heart, but do it anyhow. Try to push yourself to do it, and God one day will give you that you will feel peace towards this person. And I will do it until God will change my heart, and I will no more feel hatred or bitterness towards this person. Number five, to love your enemy also allow time and do not wait for a reward. Sometimes we try to be nice towards our enemies or the person who is causing us trouble, and I am waiting for him to change instantly. And when this doesn't work, we say that these commandments are not working. They are not functioning. They are for the Bible, but they are not for the life that we are living. Here also, King Solomon says, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Do good, do not wait for a reward. One day, things will pay you back. Believe me, love never fails and never falls. When you offer love, God will return it for you, peace. Even if this person is not going to feel it, or understand it, or appreciate it, believe me, God will pay you back. You are here actually paying to God in the person who is considering himself as an enemy to you. Try this. Let us try to live the commandment. Let us try to do it and see how God is going to reward us with peace, with knowing and feeling that we are doing His will. This will give us a sense of peace that we are going to enjoy above anything else. Today, the commandment for you and for me and for every one of us, it is to love our enemies. We cannot shut our ears and feel like it is not for me. I have tried enough. This is not going to work. Yes, maybe it's hard today. Maybe when somebody strikes you on a cheek, then you offer him the other one. But let us try and do these steps. These five steps, take it in your consideration and try to live with it. Do not seek revenge. Do not rejoice in the fall of your enemy. Pray for him. Serve your enemy whenever he is in need. Allow time and do not wait for a reward. Glory be to God forever and ever.